This is Ask Pastor John, a question and answer podcast with John Piper.
Don writes into us from Australia with a difficult situation concerning his daughter. He says, I've read your teaching on divorce and remarriage, and I think by and large I agree with you. Could you clarify one thing for me? My daughter, now age 31, was married when she was 18. The marriage seems solid, both Christians, active in the church, ministry together, no children. After 7 years, they purchased a business and hired a young 18-year-old girl. Cutting to the chase, husband commits adultery, father's a child dies, but the husband runs off with the other woman. And so he says, my daughter is kept faithful to the hope that they could be reconciled. She's not had any other relationships and has maintained her walk with the Lord through this painful and difficult time. She believes the Word teaches there is no remarriage after divorce, so she should remain single for the rest of her days, assuming her husband does not repent and return. There's a good chance he will remarry. Is this my daughter's lot, even though she's not been the one to carry out the divorce?
Yes. I think she's got it right, and I'll tell you the reason why. And I know my standard here for Christian obedience is incredibly high and difficult, and I don't take lightly the fact that I have four sons and a daughter, any one of whom in their 30s or 40s could have a divorce, and then I would be faced with the question, not just this dad, I would be faced with the question, so your view is that they stay single. That's what you're saying? As long as the spouse is alive. I'd say that's my position. And the reason is that what that daughter has decided to do is bear witness by her not morose, but joyful, engaged ministry singleness, how highly she esteems the covenant that she made, which is a picture of the covenant between Christ and the church, which is a loud, clear statement for those who know her that Jesus Christ really loves his church and the church really loves him, and that's an unbreakable covenant picture. So the reason I'm willing to make that stand is because I want to say so loud and clear to a divorce-ready and remarriage culture, you're not telling the truth about Christ's covenant with his bride. He never, ever divorces her, and she never divorces him. It is a forever covenant, and therefore we would do well to testify to it with this kind of beautiful resolve.
And the testimony, too, is of God's faithfulness, just as this wife is evidencing her ability to be patient and wait. And should the Lord bring him back, it's like the Lord waiting for us sometimes when we run off to the far country,
yes,
getting the pig slop. That picture is there that says he is faithful.
That's right.
If you enjoy Ask Pastor John, check out our 25-minute daily teaching program on the front page at desiringgod.org. And visit our online resource library for a myriad of free resources. It's all waiting for you at desiringgod.org.